we're all ready to go and ready to bring you the start of this important first game of doubleheader is the old redhead, Red Barber. Do you think this is an important doubleheader?
Oh, just about the most important of the year, Red.
Well, friends, let's see. The scoreboard clock says 2:51, which means we've had a delay. 51 minutes. The lights are on. And Dittmar's walking out to the mound. Mart has won 14, lost 9. He's 1-3 with Baltimore. And Jack Fisher hasn't lost a ball game since late in July. I think it was the last start he had in July. In the meantime, since then, he has won 6, including 3 shutouts in a row at one point. His last loss was July 29. And he bears the tag of being the best pitcher for Baltimore in the past 6 weeks. So he goes in the first one, and Pappas goes in the second. Terry has to go for New York in the second. Dittmar going in the first. Hart throwing down his warmers with Berra. Shallon is warming up the rest of the infield. Richardson, Kubek, and Boyer at third. Lopez in left. Center fielder is Mantle. And the right fielder is Marin. John Stevens back in the plate. Berry at first base. Knapp at second. And Newmark is at third. Here we go at 2:53 on the scoreboard clock, waiting for the first pitch. Stevens, left-hand hitter, swings and grounds it down to first base from Bill Scarron, who is up for the tosses to Dittmar, who covers for the out. So, one pitch and one away. Stevens, right there, hitting at 2:39. Manager Richards is going with his left-hand batters against the Yankee right-hander. And here's Kolasik, left-hand hitting right fielder, hitting 265. Dittmar's first pitch, outside, ball one. The lights are on. We have a tremendous crowd when you consider the elements. Main grandstand to fall as a line drive right to Kubek, who takes it on a short hop, as it does the cover throws to first, just in time. The ball suddenly sunk. It was a line drive that was going up to shortstop. It curved back to left field. Then suddenly it's sort of a reverse curve, like a screwball. It jutted into the ground. Tony had to bat it down, recover, and just got him by a whisker at first base. So I have two up, two down, and now I have Gene Whitling, the veteran left fielder, who was a left fielder for the Yankees when Stengel won his first 5 in a row. Gene hitting 279. Let's see, Dittmar walks off the mound. He has he's gone halfway over to the Yankee dugout. Let's see what it is he wants. He's talking to Charlie Berry, the first base umpire. He wants a little stick that he can take the mud out from his spike. That's what it is. And, of course, that's pretty important to be able to have secure footing. And now Barry is going over to look at the mound. Apparently, a little moisture must be seeped through between the infield halves. Charlie Barry is going to check the footing. It's within his province if he thinks it is necessary to call the groundskeepers and bring out some dry dirt. However, Barry says, no, it's okay. Dittmar steps up on the rubber. Boyer, the third baseman, has been holding the ball, throws it to him, and Woodling steps in. He crouches and crowds the plate as a left-hand hitter. The pitch is in there for a strike. That was a change off the fastball. Newman Harris coaching at third. Jimmy Adair coaching at first. Two outs. We have no score. Change of pace is high inside. Ball one. One ball, one strike. On one pitch, curve low inside. Ball two. Two and one. This is a make or break day for Baltimore. Come what may, the Yankees have got to finish the doubleheader in first place. They're leading now by 2 games. Time is called at the plate. And the Orioles to get back into it. have got to win both. If they do, there'll be 1 point out. And I would say to stay alive, they've got to split. Such as low inside, ball three. It goes without saying that it would be a crushing, almost catastrophic blow to Baltimore if the Yankees swept the doubleheader and sent them out of here. Four games back and five behind in the lost side. So that's what they're playing for today. Fastball low inside, ball four. And Woodling with a walk becomes the first base runner of the afternoon. Mr. Torrance comes with two men retired. Now we have Jim Gentile, who wasn't Gentile at all. It was just sheer power when he hit that home run up in the third deck yesterday. He leads the Orioles in RBIs with 92, hitting 289. By the fella Baltimore came up with during the winter, getting him out of the Los Angeles organization. Swings, hits the ball in the right field corner and throws it foul. He went after a curveball and hit out ahead of it. Strike one. He's a big rangy rob on left-hand batter. He's about 6'3 or 4. All right, nothing in one. Gentile and Robinson are the two top hitters for percentage. Brooks hitting 295. Fastball low outside, and it is ball one. Robinson waiting on deck. A ball and a strike. Woodling in first. Charn is off the bag, halfway out to his fielding depth. He doesn't figure Woodling is going to be trying to run on him. 1-1 pitch is swung on. There's a high fly ball right out to Madeline, straightaway center. Mickey Waite gathers it in, and up to third out. So, at the end of half an inning, with a doubleheader on its way, it is Baltimore nothing, and the Yankees coming in.
Are you really satisfied? Really satisfied with the way your car's been acting lately? Well, maybe it's something you can actually put your finger on. More frequent stalling, perhaps, or rough idling, or less miles per gallon. Now your trouble could be a dirty carburetor. Something can happen to any car, even a relatively new one. The exhaust fumes and other air contaminants get by your air cleaner, build up deposits on the carburetor wall, right near the throttle plate. Even a small amount of these deposits can cause the throttle plate to feed an improper mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. The result is rough performance and actual gasoline waste. But now you can eliminate the problems caused by a dirty carburetor with new Atlantic Imperial gasoline. Atlantic Imperial actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. So to end stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste due to a dirty carburetor, use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that adds pleasure to your driving and keeps your car on the go. Stop by with the Yankee batting order here in the last of the first, and here's Red.
Scoreboard clock, and young Jack Fisher, 21 years old. He's a big fella, 6'2", 210 pounds. Out on the mound. He has 112, lost 9. He's 1-1 of the Yankees. The last time he faced them, he shut them out. Beat them 2-0. The Yankees beat him his first start against them early in the year, which he started here at the stadium and never retired a batter. He's really come on since then. Pizzetti is coaching at third. Hauk is at first. And here is Tony Kubek. First up, left-hand hitter, batting 279. Runs up to Zoe with butt, takes the pitch. It's in there for a strike. Fisher throws hard. Just beyond those, back at the plate. Jim Gentile is at first base. Klaus, who came in the fourth inning yesterday, starts at second today. Shortstop is Hanson, and the third baseman is Robinson. Woodling is out in left. Gene Stevens, former of the Red Sox, is in center. And Al Pelosic is in right. The strike one pitch to Kubek is a curve into the dirt. Low inside. 1-1. John Stevens is calling balls and strikes in his first game. Charlie Berry, who is now the senior umpire in the league, is at first. Knapp is at second, out on the grass. The second base umpire in the American League system is a running umpire. You want on the line at third. There's a high fly ball out into left center field. Woodling, the left fielder, is under it, waiting. Has it. knows, had we had the weather of yesterday, today, what the attendance would have been. Of course, the rain all morning absolutely finished off the bleacher crowd. We have some people at the bleachers, but they're real hardy. In other words, perfect day, and you'd have had it full. There's Hector Lopez batting 282, and that's severe crouch, the right-hand hitter, takes a curve, low outside, ball one. Folks are in the extreme upper corners of the stands, the third deck, which gives you an idea. It's one thing to come to the ballpark when you've got a seat in the stands, another thing to come if you're headed for the bleachers. Well, that makes the pivotal factor. Pitches over, first strike, one and one. Ball to strike. One out for the Yankees, and we have no score. Last of the first inning, first of two. White Sox are playing a doubleheader today at Detroit, and at the end of the first inning, lead one to nothing. 1-1 pitch. Fastball low inside across the shin. Ball two. He made Hector straighten up and move his feet. Skip rope, in effect. All right, 2-1. Fisher, big burly right-hander, the 21. Pitch is swung on as a high foul out of play, back at first base. A moment ago, I said that the umpire second base is out on the short center field grass. He's a running umpire. The way the American League operates with a four-man system, the umpire who is at second is to go into the outfield on balls hit from left side or the right side, and he's to go out at top speed. A ball hit right down either foul line, then the foul line umpire goes down. And whenever one of the umpires has to move out, the other umpires have to protect on the bases. A pitch high inside, four ball three. Then two. Three balls, two strikes. Okay, 3-2 pitch. Swung on, a ground ball is hit the shore. Hanson picked it up, but he can't throw, and it's a base hit for Lopez. A single to short. On most other shortstops, the ball would not have been touched by the fielder. That's all really covered ground. Roger Maris sitting at 278, leading the league in home runs and runs batted in. Outfield deep, brown toward right. Infield double play depth. Man is first now. Lopez, one out. Curve ball is in for the strike. Have no score. Speaking of scores, at the end of the first inning, we will check all the other games for you. Strike one pitch. Swung on, has a ball hit down in the right field. Palacio goes back to the edge of the stand, makes the cut. Lopez stays at first, the throw in goes to second. Lopez at the line drive, but up the right fielder. And has two down, and the hitter is Mantle. Mickey hitting at 280. And yesterday, in an identical situation, he got the Yankees off to a 2-0 start. Lopez was the runner at first base with two out yesterday, and Mantle caught hold of an Estrada fastball and drilled it in the sand. Two out Lopez at first today. Slatter comes into his hand, straightening him up, ball one. Mickey is four home runs behind Maris. And right in between them at 37 is, of course, Lemon of Washington, who will be in here with his big bats, Ian Killebrew, etc. Tuesday night, Wednesday afternoon. The Yankees have five games with Washington, and the Orioles have five with Washington. Mickey swings a ground ball to the first baseman. Infield grabs it, steps on first, and Mantle is up. No runs, one hit. So, the end of the first inning, out here at the stadium, first game. It is no score. At the end of six innings, Boston at Washington is leading 3-1.
First of a doubleheader, Kansas City at Cleveland, and the 7 innings of the first one, Kansas City 3, Cleveland 1. At the end of an inning and a half, first game, the White Sox won, the Tigers nothing. Frank Baumann is going for Chicago, and Jim Bunning is going for Detroit. National League, single game, end of an inning and a half, Milwaukee 2, and Philadelphia nothing. Bruton, the first inning home run for Milwaukee. The Pittsburgh Pirates, at the end of 4 innings of the first game, are leading 2-0. Stewart hit a home run in the fourth with nobody on for the Pirates. Vernon Law is matched against McLeish, and for Law, this is his second time going for his 20th victory. But the Pirates need to spike a few wins to be more comfortable in first place. Their present lead right now is 5.5. At Chicago, at the end of 3 innings, Los Angeles and the Cubs are scoreless. However, Larker of Los Angeles is homered in the fourth, nobody on. San Francisco plays a single game at St. Louis. McCormick against Beaulieu, and at the end of 2 innings, it is no score. No score here at the Big Ballpark for a big crowd, despite an all-morning rain. There's a light drizzle coming down now. In fact, they uncovered the infield with a light rain still coming. No, they just said, let's just get going, despite the elements. Here's Brooks Robinson. Swings to the curve, tops the ball to left field. It is dropping in, base hit. Lopez takes it on a bounce. And Robinson, who went up there at 295, tops the center for the Orioles, promptly adds another base hit to his collection. And this is the first hit off Detmar. He taps a change of pace. Apparently, the young man read the pitch, saw it coming. Time is called. Scourin is going into the Yankee dugout, and he is fingering his mitt. Apparently, he has broken the webbing on it. He gets another glove. Ball players always have the game glove, and they always have another one that they're breaking in just for an emergency like this. So, Scourin with another mitt. Is Ron Hansen, tall Ranger shortstop. I'll be surprised if he's not voted by the press as the Rookie of the Year. Takes a tall strike on the inside. Hansen hitting 257. Batted in 79. Ian Gentile retired for club leadership and home runs with 21. That's a lot of hitting for a shortstop and also a rookie. Pitch swung on. There's a hopper on one basket short. Two back up with it over the second. The and on the first. Double play. Double play, 148 for the Yankees. The Orioles lead the league in double plays. They have 162. Now the big catcher, Gus Triandos. Just hit a home run, which tied the ball game 2-2 yesterday. Hitting 265, takes the curve on the outside, waist high, just under the waist for a call strike. Sanders is out 5 weeks, an operation on his right hand, had nerve damage. Change of pace going on, foul back, strike two. Bit more full swing. The bulletin on the scoreboard, Mantle leads both major leagues and runs scored with 111. Is to get to home plate, and Mickey is really doing it. Whitmore asks for another sign. Now pitches. Curve ball to outside. Ball one. 1-2. One more, two strikes. Swung on and hit foul in the stand back of the Yankee dugout. 1-2. In the delay of getting the doubleheader started, so you folks enjoyed the interview between Phil Rizzuto and the commissioner, and Mr. Frick made a very interesting observation. The 1-2 pitch swung on as a high fly ball to deep left center. Battle is going back. He's got excited. Got the ball. The observation was, wouldn't it be something if the Orioles won two here today and the White Sox won two? Wouldn't that be a race?
Well, at any rate, we'll find out all about it as the day goes. And in this first game, the score at the end of an inning and a half. Baltimore, nothing. New York, nothing.
You know, at a traffic light, you can often tell if your car isn't performing up to par. Maybe it stalls frequently or idles rough, or possibly doesn't have any pickup when the light changes. Well, this could mean a dirty carburetor, something that can happen to any car, old or new. You see, exhaust fumes and other air contaminants get by your air cleaner and build up as deposits inside the carburetor of your car. And these troublesome deposits can cause an improper mixture of air and gasoline. The result? Rough performance, an actual gasoline waste. But thanks to new Atlantic Imperial gasoline, you can now keep your carburetor clean even without raising the hood. Atlantic Imperial cleans your carburetor as you drive, doing a complete job in just a few thousand miles. So to end stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste due to a dirty carburetor, use Atlantic Imperial. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean. The Yankees coming to bat now. Here once again for the action, Red Barber.
Here we go, last of the second inning, first game. Light rain has resumed, but it'll take a cloudburst to stop this thing now. Well, the White Sox are being badgered. Our old friend, Bronx boy, Rocco Colavito, has just homered. It's 31st and the second with one on. So Detroit is still at bat in the second, and there are at least one run ahead of the White Sox. Here is Brother Barra, left-hand hitter, right-hander Jack Fisher, delivers a fastball high outside, ball one. Yogi hitting 282. It's a light fog-like drizzle that we've got. Guys are leaden up above. There are swings, hits the ball foul down the right field corner. He's at a million down in there. If you came out to the stadium and your only objective was to get a foul ball, you go sit there right in that foul corner down there in right field. It's Barra playing. That's your best percentage. All right, one and one. Big right-hander Fisher delivers a change of pace. It swung on, tapped slowly down to a second. Pass has to hurry. The throw, just in time. Gentile might have let that play get away from him then, because on the close play, I'm not trying to be critical, but on the close play, the first baseman is supposed to stretch out to reach the ball. And Gentile got into first base late and took the ball wrecked right at his belt. Example, Warren Spahn might not have had the no-hitter had anybody but Joe Adcock been playing first base the other night. Here's Bill Scourin, the mighty moose up there, right-hand hitter. Fisher delivers a low slider, ball one. Scourin hitting 301. The last out of Spahn's no-hitter was a bang-bang play on a slow roller, and Adcock, who's about 6'6", they tell me that he stretched out so far he looked like a python and just brought the ball in by a whisker. As the curve swung on and missed, one and one. For example, if Adcock had been standing straight up on first base, as Gentile was a moment ago, Spahn would not have had his no-hitter. Moose touches, Fisher delivers, and Scourin swinging late on the fastball. Hits it down in Barra's corner. Foul ball, strike two. There is no way of knowing, when you think of the years that Barra's been hitting foul balls here at the stadium in that right field corner, how much he's cost the ball club. But it would be a pretty penny if you added it up. When baseballs cost something each. The 1-2 pitch, change of pace, high inside, ball two. And I've noticed that these fans out here are consistently superstitious. When a ball comes into the stands, they refuse to throw it back. All right, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch is the curve swung on, grounded foul. You know, it used to be in a lot of ballparks years ago So when foul balls went in, the ushers did everything they could to get them and return them to play. And then years ago, the baseball operators figured, well, at public relations, let them have the ball. All right, 2-2. One out, nobody on. Fastball swung on, hit the right center field. It may be trouble. And it's in for a base hit. Velasquez knocks it down. Jones brought to second base. It's got to be close. He is in there as the ball bounces off of him. It's a double to right center. John comes up with a second Yankee hit in this most of our first game. One out is at second base now, and the hitter is plated for you. Boy hitting 238. And batter. Gaines right around the 240 mark. Takes a high curveball. Ball one. That drifted away on Cletus. Infield is back. One out. Push in position. Deliver the curve over for a strike. One and one. Big fella, 210 pounds, 6'2". He's 6'7", burly looking. And he moves with sort of a deceiving slowness till he releases the baseball. 1-1 pitch. Fastball in there. And it is strike two. 1-2. He acts out there as though he's been pitching in the major leagues for 20 years. 1-2. Takes a look at Sean at second. Pitches a change of pace that just misses outside. Ball two. That was close. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Boyer, Crouch, over the close stands. Swings and fouls it back on the screen. Holding 2-2. The Senators are in here for two very vital games. Washington's going to have a lot to say in their drive to finish fourth about who's going to finish first. Five games with each of the two Eastern contenders, New York and Baltimore. 2-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and it is fouled back into the chest protector of the plate umpire. Still 2-2. Ball bounced halfway back to the mound. 2-2. Boyer waiting. Very rare that he steps out of batter's box. Pitcher set. That easy move. Deliver the curve. Swung on. Hit on the short left. Face it. Hurst down around first. Cavetta is sending it in. And the Moose is going to score. The throw goes to second base. And Boyer is safe as the ball bounces away from second base from South. It was a close play at second. Boyer is scored as having a double, which is a way I would score it. However, I would say that had Powell been able to have handled that ball securely, I think he might have had a chance to get him out. But the throw in on a bounce bounced out of his glove. So the Yankees lead 1-0. Moyer's up the double in the left field. Nothing New York. That's the 42nd run batted in for young Boyer this year. And here is Richardson, who got the base hit in the eighth inning that knocked in the two winning run just today. Bobby hitting 248. Swings and has a high foul over by Baltimore's dugout and behind it. Strike one. One. The Yankees in game one lead by one. Jerry will go for Casey in the second game against Pappas. Going on, hit right back to the mound. Fisher grabs it. Boyer's caught between second and third. Fisher runs over and throws to the third baseman Robinson, who tags him out. And Richardson is on at first through the fielder's choice. And Fisher showed that he knew what to do with that ball when he got it. As soon as he grabbed it, he took a look at the lead runner and saw that he was halfway between second and third. Fisher didn't throw. He ran over at the runner and made Boyer commit himself, and then he threw the third baseman for the out. So Boyer's out, 1-5. Richardson on the field of choice is at first. And here is Dittmar, a good hitting pitcher. Paul Richards is moving his outfield back into right field very much. They're not playing Dittmar to full. Out has 11 hits for 63 at bat, turned to 175. Throw to first, nothing doing. When your right hand ready, delivers a high fastball. Ball one. 1-0. That's the count. The Yankees lead 1-0. They have two outs. Foul back. 1-1. Ball on the strike. Steps up first. The pitch is swung on and chop foul. High inside. 1-2. Triandos runs out to the mound as though there's been some confusion over that battery sign. The general rule, when you see a catcher suddenly go right out to the mound, he got a pitch that he didn't call for. When I said the wet grass, an outfielder has to play much more conservatively on wet grass. He's got to avoid skidding. And we've had a couple of bang-bang plays around second base. So the score at the end of two innings. The Yankees won and the Orioles nothing.
Summer is the season to get out, go places, and have fun. No time to have your car performing under par because of a dirty carburetor. And that's one good reason to use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive. You see, Atlantic Imperial loosens, dissolves, and gradually washes away hard, crusty deposits that form inside the carburetor wall under normal driving conditions. Now, these deposits can cause frequent stalling, rub idling, and gasoline waste. And what's more, Atlantic Imperial's protective action keeps deposits from forming again. Today, more and more people are using Atlantic Imperial in their cars. The gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. Into the top half of the third inning with the Yankees leading as a result of a pair of doubles by a score of 1-0. And here's Red Barber.
It's been a year of rains on Yankee Big Day. This is the sixth time. We were down in checked with Mike Rendine and Jimmy Gleason. Oh, we had one Sunday doubleheader with over 50,000 in the stands that was rained out. Here's Billy Klaus first up. That's one with Cleveland. Takes a curve from Dittmar for a call strike. Odd gunning for his 15th win. Now has this 1-0 lead. Klaus, left-hand hitter. Fairly experienced ball player. Curve on the outside, 1-1. Billy was over with the Giants when they were in New York. For the Red Sox for some years. Swings to the curve, pulls the ball into right field, as they said. It's a clean single. He dropped it into right field, so Klaus opens up with a single in the third, and this puts the tying run to first. This is hit number two for the Orioles. In winning 14 this year, has won more ball games than in any season since he's been in pro ball. His high water mark before was 13 last year with the Yankees. for the Athletics in 55 and 56. He won 12 each time. Now here's Fisher. They're looking for the bunt. He bunts at it and fouls the ball. Farrah goes after it, but will step away from trying to catch a little foul pop. Foul again. It's on the ground outside first base. Strike two. Fisher looking to Lumen Harris, the third base coach, who's already looked to Paul Richards in the dugout to find out that Mike should strike this. Do they want him bunting? At the end of two innings, first game, the Detroit Tigers 2 and the Chicago White Sox 1. Salavito home run, 31st with one on. He steps the bunt, then takes on the outside for ball one. Burrow turns around to Stevens and says, one man a strike. Stevens said it's wide. In fact, Burrow is turning on Stevens. I think got the plate umpire's neck bowed a little bit. Whitmore ready. Pitches. He bunts out a curveball. It is a fair ball. And he is thrown out, the third baseman to the second baseman covering. So Fisher with two strikes on him still gets the bunt and gets bounced over to second base. Moyer was in so close that he picked up that ball just a yard fair inside the first baseline. All right, now we have Gene Stevens, the 10th inning center fielder, batting 238. 1-0, favor the Yankees. The Yankees holding a two-game lead over the Orioles, so the situation is very apparent. Skies remain leaden, but there is no rain falling now. The game was held up, started 53 minutes late. Pitch down across the shin, low inside, ball wide. Dittmar starts working on Stevens. Gene had a couple of singles out here yesterday. Just what right, just aim to pull. Whitmore delivers, and Stevens takes the curve low inside, and it is ball two. Burrow has to block the ball down. 2-0. Whitmore going against Fisher in the first game. It will be Terry going against Pappas in the second. Pitched a fine ball game his last time out and got beat 2-1, Kansas City. 2-0 pitch. Third, low inside. Ball three. Farrar trying to make Stevens hit a breaking ball. Got him behind on him, 3-0. Pitch is low inside. Ball four. Farrar not exactly pleased with the verdict. Stevens is on, runners at first and second. This is the second walk given up by Dittmar. Now we have little Al Palacic, left-hand hitting right fielder. He's thrown out short to first. Nice play by Kubek in the first inning. That was a line drive that deaded into the ground just in front of Tony. Palacic hitting 263. Chokes the bat a couple of inches, swings and has a ground foul outside first. Nothing in one. The lights were turned on this overcast gray afternoon at the start of this doubleheader. 253. Strike one pitch. Pass ball wide. Ball one. One and one. Matthew very much went right on Palacic. Dittmar Lauer taking his time. Checks the run at second. Pitches. Velocity swinging to hit this one foul. Curveball. Down foul back. One and two. Gene Whitling, always a formidable batter, waiting on deck. Taking the sign from Vera. Bounce leads off second. Stephen though first. The pitch swung on at a high foul. Back out of play. Still one and two. At the end of three innings first game, it is now Detroit 3 and Chicago 1. Going into today's action, the Yankees leading Baltimore by 2 and Chicago by 3. Yankees plus 3 in the game's lost side over Baltimore, plus 4 in the game's lost side over Chicago. 1-0 New York. A pitch is swung on, hit foul in the upper stand, back of third base. 1-2. Field is so drastically drawn into right, this fellow must be some pull hitter. Mantle is over in right center. Lopez in left center. 1-2 pitch. Change of pace high outside. Ball two. Dippon slams his right hand into his glove. He is disgusted with himself for not coming even close with a change of pace. Right, two balls, two strikes. Right hand, the pitch is low. Ball three. He hits the dirt, not along the plate. All right, 3-2. Runners at first and second. One man out. Brother Richards plays a run and hit or not. We'll soon know. Vera pumping the sign. The ball comes set. Second. The runners go. The pitch is swung on, hit down into the right field. Maris in front of the line drive makes the catch, and the runners have to get back. Well, Richards had him going. Kolasik had it hit, but right at Maris. So they have two men gone. And this sort of evens the book, because Maris hit a line drive just like it, a replica, out to Kolasik in the first inning. Now the batter is Woodling, who walked in the first inning. Gene hitting 279. Maris caught a home run off of him yesterday. And this is a tough hitter. He's a real money player. Veteran left-hand batter. Two down, runners at first and second. Fastball low outside. Ball one. One and all. Pittsburgh is leading 5-0 at the end of five innings. First game at Cincinnati in back of Vernon Law, going for 20 wins. Change of pace outside, ball two to Whitley. Whitley up, Robinson on deck. No, Gentile on deck, then Robinson. Two men out. Inning three. Orioles threatening, but the Yankees are leading with one in the bank. Eyes are brightening slightly, but they can afford to brighten considerably more. A change of pace outside, ball three. 3-0. Woodling takes a precautionary glance at the third base coach. The Yankee bullpen gets up. Pitches over for a strike. 3-1. Woodling was taking all the way. One strike. Now Woodling sets himself.
Continuation at the beginning of side two. Cleveland holds his hand up in front of his face, saying it was up here. Bases are loaded. Woodland getting his second walk, takes over first. Cleveland, who's got on with a walk, moves to second. And Klaus, who opened with a single, moves to third. So, the bases are loaded by Baltimore with two out, top of the third. The Yankees leading 1-0. And the hitter is Gentile, who leads the team in RBIs with 92. That's Ben Batter. Outfield deep, around toward right. He could not check his swing on the low inside curveball, which is considerably off the plate. Strike one. Nothing in one. Of the ground ball that is hit slowly to Richardson's right. He's up for the goes to first base in time. Too solid for the third out. So that's it. No runs, one hit, three left, no errors. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings of the first game, the Yankees won and the Orioles nothing.
Everyone knows what a hinge is. That's the major gadget on the doors in our homes. When the hinge begins to squeak, of course, that means the parts are rubbing together. Well, what do we do about it? Just apply a few drops of oil to the joint, and presto, the squeak is gone. Well, the same thing holds true for your car. You hear squeak, it's a good indication that vital chassis parts are rubbing together, causing wear and tear. And you should see your Atlantic dealer for a safety service lubrication. And he lubricates all of your car's important chassis and engine points. He's actually cushioning these parts for protection and smoother performance. And also important, as a part of every Atlantic safety service lubrication, he checks its vital equipment, your lights, cooling system, battery, and muffler. That's the safety service part of his job. So make it a point to see your Atlantic dealer soon for a safety service lubrication to keep your car on the go. Last half of the third inning, Yankees on top by a score of 1-0 over the Birds. Here's the action in Red Barber.
But first, a reminder that Yankee baseball comes to you over Quality Mind, Modern, WOKO, 1460 on your radio dial in Albany, New York, 20 minutes before 4 o'clock.
It's Maris. The Yankees leading 1-0 on successive doubles in the second inning, Mascarin and Boyer. Chando takes the last of the warm-up pitches, throws it through to second. Ball pass around the infield. Played on by Stevens, steps around, back of the big receiver, snaps down his mask. Sandoz crouches. Kubek moves into his slightly leaning crouch. Slendrick, left hand batter. Gives you a hook court effect. Takes low inside. Ball one. Pitches and it swung on, hit at the right field. It is a home run. The Yankees use a home run with devastating effect. This is their 181st home run of the year. For Tony, this is his 13th. It's such a nice run batted in. And this makes it now 2-0 in favor of New York. The Yankees hold the American League record for most home runs in the season. 190, and they're after that this year. There's Hector Lopez, who's been hitting home runs of late. Taking a curve, low outside, ball one. Kubek lined up it in the lower right field stand. You could tell it was gone from the moment that he uncocked his wrist. He had it hit. Curve for a called strike. straighten Lopez up. He backed away. When the strike call is issued, Hector is visiting over it a little bit. He had drawn back from the pitch. One pitch, swung on and hit wide a third to left field. Base hit, single. Now we have Roger Maris coming up. Crowd roaring. That's the fifth hit for New York. The Baltimore bullpen is going to work. Fort Wilhelm getting up. They had him up that day yesterday. Skinny Brown relieved Friday night. Pitcher pitches. A curve swung on, grounded foul outside first. Nothing in one. The ball is one strike. Nothing favor the Yankees. There's a ball lined over short of the left center field. It's in for a base hit. And here's Lopez going to third. The throw goes to third base, not in time. And they cut it off to contain Maris at first. So it's a single to left center for Maris, sending Lopez, who was really moving around the third base. Mickey Mantle. Triandos catches it at the mound to talk to young pitcher. Mantle grounded out to the first baseman in the first inning. Mickey hitting 279. Time is called, and here's Newman Harris walking out to the mound. Might be just going out to visit with Fisher, or he might be going out to remove him. We'll have to see. Richards is in the spot where he can't gamble. He can't gamble much. If Baltimore is to remain a factor in the pennant race, this is the day that they'll have to do some reviving. And they're leaving Fisher in. Harris just went out there and talked to him. Manager Richards does not go out to the mound. He always sends Lumen Harris. All right. Mantle set. Takes the fastball low outside. Ball one. Is outside, and it is ball two. Runners at first and third, nobody out. Mantle swinging, pause it back. 2-1. A moment ago, we said that the Yankees hold the American League mark with 190 home runs. They now have 181 this year. They hit the 190 in 56. However, in the National League, in 47, the Giants hit 221. In 56, the Reds hit 221. As the pitch is low, gets away from Triandos. Lopez comes in to score, and Maris goes out of second base. It's a wild pitch. Ball three, and it is 3-0 favor New York. A wild pitch. Now we have Harris coming out to the mound again, and this means the end for Fisher. He must be removed under the American League rules. And the new pitcher from the bullpen. Wilhelm was down there. We'll have to take over this 3-1 count to Mantle. Nothing favor the Yankees, who won the first two games in this four-game series. And this is Wilhelm coming in. We can detect him as he comes over the fence because of the slight tilt to his head. He has a little twist in his neck. He's trying to run down that record for you for a home run by a ball club. Milwaukee in 53 hit 208, and then Milwaukee in 57 hit 199. Yankees in 56 hit 190. Keepers are going to use a minute or two, get a little bit more dry dirt at a few soggy spots. Wilhelm will take over pitching to Mantle. If he gets him out, he will get credit for it. If he should walk him, the walk would be charged against Fisher, who leaves with a 3-1 count. And Fisher leaving the mound, who has won his last six ball games. Who has the fabulous knuckleball taking over. Now, let me see something about Triandos' mitt. He went to the dugout, got rid of the regulation size, and he has a great big oversized pad, which he uses for the knuckleball. Very loose, floppy mitt that just sort of folds around these erratic pitches. Last of the third inning. Yankees leading 3-0. Washington will be in here Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, Wednesday afternoon at 2. Wilhelm pretty much throws knuckleballs on every pitch, and if he has a day when he is getting his knuckleball over, he practices and throws it every pitch. The way he throws it, holding it with the ends of his fingers, it does not bother him any at all. Notice he doesn't get sore fingers out of it. Some pitchers grip a knuckleball very hard with their fingernails, and then they have to ration their pitches, thinking especially of Bud Daly. All right, Mantle steps in, hitting left-handed against right-hander Wilhelm, of course. So Hart takes over. 3-0 favor New York. Wilhelm has won 10 lost eight this year, in both starting and relieving. The early part of the year was a starting pitcher, and he's been pretty much a relief pitcher since June. The pitch is low, ball four. Mantle walks, and the walk is charged to Fisher. Now the rest of it is Wilhelm's responsibility, except for these two runners. Nobody is out here in the last of the third. Kubek opened it with a home run. Lopez single, went to third on Marich's single, short on the wild pitch. And the pitches were changed. Mantle just got ball four and takes over first. Well, swinging and knuckleball hits it foul into the dirt. Runners at first and second. Nobody down. Yogi crashed a home run yesterday. Big blow. Swings, hits the ball out to right center field. It is in there for all base hit. It's knocked off the scoreboard. And here is Maris going, and Mantle is coming right on in on his heels. It's a double for Bella, and 5-0 for the Yankees. Favor New York. The hitter is Scallon. Still has nobody out. After the third inning. scored as the first Yankee run in the second inning. Takes a knuckleball and gets away from Chiandos, but not far enough for Barra to advance. Ball one. John hitting 303, which is the high percentage for the Yankees. Knuckleball swung on and missed. Gives him 58 runs batted in. Knuckler swung on, foul by. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Pitches. Knuckleball swung on, fouled into the dirt. Still 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Pitch inside, and it is ball two. That seemed to be a curve. Wilhelm throws a curve ball upon occasion. All right, 2-2. Kansas City won the first game at Cleveland, 3-2. Knuckles swung on, hit the short. Barrows hung up second. That stay there as a throw to first. Hanson to Gentile and Starrins out. We got one down. It was for you. He doubled and knocked in the first of the Yankee five runs in the second inning. Batting 240. He just keeps his mark right around there. Pitch. Breaking ball to outside. Ball one. Low outside, ball two. And Barra is dancing around very playfully at second base. So he's hitting that ball and running. He smells the money. Knuckleball in there for a strike. 2-1. Balls, one strike. Pitch. Knuckleball swung on and missed. 2-2. The Yankees leading 5-0. Two to him. Half swing, ground foul. Count stays. And Richards has got another pitcher warming up in the Baltimore bullpen. Right-handed pitcher swung on at a high fly ball into left field. Woodling moving over close to the line, close to the line. And the ball gets back in foul, out of play. The Yankees yesterday went over the $1.5 million mark at home paid for the year. As the ground ball hit the short. Again, Barra is held at second to throw to first from Hanson to Gentile is in time. And we have two up. Richardson, who broke up the ball game yesterday. All for one today, heading to a fielder's choice. Gets the ball back to the mound. Pitch high inside, ball one. Inside again, ball two. Two nothing delivery, swung on, hit down the left field line. It is a foul ball into the stands. Now it's your one count. Have only won one ball game at the stadium this year. However, they have been tough at Baltimore. They won 8 out of 11 from the Yankees there. Knock the ball in the dirt, and there's a nice stop by Triando. The season series coming into the doubleheader today, Baltimore had won 9 and the Yankees 11. In one. Pitch. Low outside, and it is ball four. Great run ball off the body. And we're waiting for a rich young man named Ditmar to come out. He's now got a 5-0 advantage as he's gunning for his 15th win. More important, trying to pitch the Yankees to a 3-0 advantage over Baltimore in this 4-game set and a 3-game lead. Knuckleball swung on and missed. Added just above the knee, strike one. Two out. Last of the third, runners at first and second. Knuckleball is grounded foul, 2-2-30 at third, soft foul. Frank is an excellent judge of how hard hit a foul ball is. If it's a soft one, he'll stop it. The screamer, he will save his hand. The two-strike pitch. Knuckleball again, low outside, ball one. One and two. Does a dead big oversized floppy mitt. Sort of has the effect of a pillow. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded wide out of third. As Robinson up with it, goes to first base, and Ditmar is just up. Third baseman to the first backer. The Yankees took 9 men to the plate and scored 4 of them, left 2 on. Two base home run detonated the start. There were 4 hits. Vera got the last in the double that knocked in the last 2 runs. So the total to the end of 3, a 5-7 all for New York. 0-2 all for Baltimore. And before we get around to Rizzuto, let's pause for station identification. Yogi Berra pretty well, don't you?
Yes, very well, Red. I mean, you're on speaking terms?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Why do you ask?
I mean, you played with him?
Uh-huh.
You still in business together?
Uh-huh.
Well, I noticed he's swinging that bat, and he's prancing around like a kid. How would you account for it?
Well, as we were talking before the game, Red, you know, Yogi has had quite a few slices of World Series melon, and it's getting near that time, and he feels that it's probably time he was bearing down a little more. Not that he doesn't bear down all year, but he is a little skitterish out there. He has such a big lead. He could have stolen third had he wanted to with Wilhelm's knuckleball. Quick look at the scoreboard in the American League. Boston beat Washington in the single game down in Washington 3-1. Mon Bouquet the winner, Lee the loser, Tasby homing. Kansas City beat Cleveland in the first of 2, 3-2. Herbert the winner, Locke the loser. Williams homing in the fourth with one on. That's Dick Williams. And Locke and Newcomb combined to pitch the two-hitter and yet lost. Chicago leads Detroit 5-3 at the end of 4.5. Brooks Robinson leads off here in the top of the fourth. The pitch to Robinson is a curve in there, strike one call. Robinson single to left field in the second inning. Rocky Colavito hit his 31st home in the second with one on for Detroit. The National League Milwaukee leads Philadelphia 4-1 at the end of 5. Pittsburgh leads Cincinnati 5-1 at the end of 7.5. And the Cubs lead the Dodgers 5-2 at the end of 6.5. Giants 2, Cardinals nothing at the end of 4.5. 5-0, the Yankees lead, top of the fourth. The pitch is hit deep to left field, curving. Wow, way down in the left field corner. Boy, Robinson got round on an inside fastball, drilled it deep into the left field seats with foul by a couple of feet. Nothing and two on Brooks Robinson. Robinson's been batting right around 300 all year. Right now he's at 296. 23 doubles, 9 triples, 12 homers, and 78 runs batted in. Dittmar ready on the mound. The two-strike pitch is a curve popped in the air to the right side. Scarron is moving under it in fair territory. Makes the catch right in back of first base for the first out. One away, that brings up Ron Hanson, who went into a fast double play in the second inning. Hanson was batting over 300 first half of the year. He has tailed down to where he's now at 257. But he has 21 doubles, 5 triples, 21 homers, and 79 runs batted in. Dittmar's first pitch to Hanson is a curve in there, strike one call. John Stevens calling balls and strikes. On deck, Gus Triandos. Strike pitch, low curve, line to left field, and foul. Another ball just fouled by a couple of feet. Nothing and two on Hanson. Both those pitches were inside. The one that Brooks Robinson fouled deep into the seat, and the one that Hanson just pulled foul down the left field line. One out, nobody on. 5-0, the Yankees leading. Top of the fourth inning. Two-strike pitch, curve, foul tip as he tried to check his swing. This is the biggest lead that any team has managed to hold in the series so far. Yankees 5, Baltimore nothing, top of the fourth. Dittmar's two-strike pitch, slow curve, hit on the ground, is short. Kubek to his right is up with it. The long throw in time as Scarron backhands the low throw. Two away. That ball's a little tough to handle out there in the infield and the outfield. Remember, the grass is wet. And as the ball rolls on the grass, it picks up a little dew. And sometimes the ball will slip off your hand as you throw it. Gus Triandos slide to center field in the second inning. Two out, nobody on. Gus takes a fastball outside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch, fastball swung and a miss, strike one, 1-1. Dittmar was not overpowering fast. Sure pitches to those spots. Lost a tough ball game his last time out to Kansas City. 2-1. 1-1 pitch, slow curve outside, ball two, 2-1. Now the 2-1 delivery is hit foul and in the upper deck and back to first base. 2-2 on Triandos. Gus steps out of the batter's box to knock some dirt out of his spike. Triandos missed quite a bit of the year, having that operation on his thumb. Now the 2-2 delivery. Curveball swung at and missed, strike three. Ditmar gets his first strikeout of the ball game. And for Baltimore in the top of the fourth inning, nothing across. The score at the end of 3.5 innings. The Yankees 5, the Orioles nothing.
Say, did you ever see one of those old antique cars come chugging down the street? It is certainly a sight to see. And also a lot of fun to drive. But believe me, when you have to crank the engine over by hand to start them, that's getting your driving pleasure the hard way. It is surprising, though, how many things are still done the hard way, like cleaning the carburetor of your car. Up to now, this meant a lot of work, even for a skilled mechanic who actually had to take your carburetor apart to clean it. But not anymore. Because with Atlantic Imperial gasoline, you can clean your carburetor while you drive. Atlantic Imperial washes away harmful deposits that can cause loss of power, frequent stalling, rough idling, and actual gasoline waste. What's more, Imperial's protective action keeps these deposits from forming again. Today, more and more people are using Atlantic Imperial. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. Into the last half of the fourth inning in a 5-0 ball game in favor of the Yankees. And for the action, once again, here's Phil Rizzuto.
We'll lead off again here in the fourth as the Yankees send 9 men to the plate in the third inning, scoring 4 runs. Tony Fly to center in the first inning. Kubek now with 13 homers and 59 runs batted in on the year, batting .280. Hoyt Wilhelm out on the mound. Wilhelm took over for Fisher in the third inning. All 5 Yankee runs are charged to Jack Fisher. Wilhelm into the windup. Pitch to Kubek is a knuckleball over strike one call. Robinson playing in at third. Another knuckleball is popped in the air alongside third. Robinson in foul territory under it and makes the catch for the first out. As Kubek hit a knuckleball right off the end of the bat. Here's Hector Lopez, who's 2-for-2. Single to deep short in the first inning and single to left field and scored in the third. Lopez batting .286. Hector has been a big factor in the Yankees' last few wins. The pitch to Lopez. Knuckleball. Bunted down third. This is going to be close. The throw to first. He beat it out. A beautiful bunt by Lopez. And you should have seen that jet deal stretch. He did the splits at first base. But Lopez's perfect bunt caught Robinson napping. Even though Brooks came in and threw off balance, it was close. But Lopez gets his third hit of the ball game. Hector 3-for-3. Second hit off Wilhelm. Brings up Roger Maris, who lined to right field and single to left. Roger has scored 1 run. His 90th run scored this year. One out. Gentile holds first against Lopez. Throw to first. Hector back. Maris with 39 homers and 104 runs batted in. Pitch to Maris. Hit high in the air to short right field. Klaus is back. Kalasha coming in. Klaus is under it. And makes the catch. For the second out, Maris got under a knuckleball that time. And here's Mickey Mantle. Mickey bounced to first base in the first inning, walked and scored in the third. Mickey's 112th run scored this year. Two outs. The stretch and the knuckleball almost hit Mickey, ball one. Nothing, the Yankees lead. Knuckleball outside, ball two, 2-0. On deck, Yogi Berra. Knuckleball outside. On Mickey. Pitch, knuckleball is in there, strike one. He wasn't taking a chance on throwing the fastball, figuring that Mickey had the green light. shakes off the sign. Now he's ready to stretch. Knuckle ball way high outside. Ball four. Mantle walks for the second time in the ball game. Lopez down to second. Mantle down to first. And the batter, Yogi Berra. Mickey's 108 base on balls of the year. Yogi bounced to second and double a right center field to drive in 2 runs in the third inning. Yogi 1-for-2, batting 283, 58 RBI. 2 outs. On deck, Bill Scarron. Wilhelm stretches. It's the Yogi, low inside, ball one. Big Gus Triantos catching with the big glove that the catchers use to hold Wilhelm's knuckleball. That helps to some degree, but still tough to handle. Knuckleball in there, strike one, 1-1. And Yogi steps back to argue with the umpire and the crowd. Ooh. Yogi takes a quick glance into the Yankee dugout. 1-1 on Berra. Knuckleball hit on the ground. Nice play by Gentile. He's up with it. Flips to Wilhelm for the out. And Gentile took a double away from Yogi with a diving, sliding backhand catch. Rolled over. And on his knees, flipped to Wilhelm for the out. And there were two more sure runs. Had that ball gotten by Gentile. A fine play by the Oriole first baseman. For the Yankees in the bottom of the fourth, no runs, one hit. No Baltimore errors. 2 men left and a score at the end of four full innings. The Yankees, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Baltimore, no runs on 2 hits and no errors. Right now, I'd like to mention that the second half of this game is being brought to you by the crisp refresher Ballantine beer. You know, Ballantine's the light beer with true lager flavor. And that's what makes it the crisp refresher. On the scoreboard, Boston beat Washington 3-1. Kansas City took Cleveland 3-2 in the first game. And the White Sox lead Detroit 5-3 at the end of 5 of the first game for a doubleheader. In the National League, Milwaukee 4, the Phillies 1 at the end of 5. Pittsburgh 5 and Cincinnati 3 playing the bottom of the ninth inning. That's the first of 2. The Cubs lead the Dodgers 5-2 at the end of 7.5. And the Giants 2, the Cardinals nothing at the end of 5.5.
Yankee Baseball coming to you over Quality Modern, WOKO, 1460 on your radio dial in Albany, New York. WOKO time, 16 minutes past 4 o'clock.
To face Art Detmar. Klaus single right field in the third inning. To Klaus is a ground ball. Richardson backhand, a beautiful play. Throw to first in time for the out. Paul Richardson came up with a dandy that time on a hard hit ground ball to his right. He backhanded the ball going towards second base, wheeled around and fired to Scarron in time to get Klaus. The Yankee defense really functioning here today. And now we have a pinch hitter for Hoyt Wilhelm. Buddy Barker, who was called up from Vancouver September the 12th, had 14 homers, was batting 311. He's 6 feet tall, 192 pounds, and 24 years old, from Martinsburg, West Virginia.
Barker.
Buddy Barker.
Number
44. A left-hand hitter. Takes the strike over. Beautiful play by Richardson. Barker is 0 for 1 since he's joined the Orioles. Holds the bat right down on the end. Change-up line. Richardson one-handed. A nice play by Bobby. A line drive. Richardson going to his right again. Backhand of the ball, one-handed. And so it's two up and two down, courtesy of Bobby Richardson. And here's Gene Stevens, who bounced to first and walked. And Richardson can move around second base. Nothing. The Yankees lead. We're in the top of the fifth. Two out, nobody on. Detmar ready. Pitch to Stevens is a curve outside, ball one. Two hard hit balls off Detmar that time and two out. Fast that ball hit on the ground, scouring up with it, races to the bag for the unassisted putout, and that's all for Baltimore. Here in the top of the fifth, nothing across, the score at the end of 4.5 innings. New York 5, Baltimore nothing.
To be crisp, a beer must be ice and light. With two lager flavors, precisely right. Lively, cold, and crystally clear, the crisp refresher.
Is coming on to take over for Hoyt Wilhelm as we get ready to go here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Wilhelm pitched two innings, allowing two hits, walked two, didn't strike out anybody or allow any runs. So Fisher started, and Jack was tagged for six base hits and five runs in the two innings he worked. Jerry Walker coming on is making his 27th appearance of the year. He's 1-3 and lost four. 6'1", 195 pounds, from Ada, Oklahoma. Usually a starting pitcher, but this year he's had a little bit of trouble winning ball games, and so lately he's been used in relief by Paul Richards. Another one of the kiddie corps, the Baltimore Orioles pitchers. Walker will be pitching to Skarin, Boyer, and Richardson here in the bottom of the fifth. The Yankees leading 5-0. New York scored one run in the second inning and then four runs in the third inning. Skarin doubled the right center field and scored in the second inning and then bounced to shortstop in the third. Moose batting 302, and he's been right around that 300 mark for the last couple of weeks. And, of course, Skarin would love to keep it there with the season almost over. It's a big plus in your factor when you can bat 300 or more for a year. Walker with a short windup. Pitch to Skarin. Inside, ball one. A 1-0 pitch. High inside, ball two. 2-0. Triandos now has gone back to the small catcher's glove, and it really looks like a toy glove after the big one he had on catching Wilhelm's knuckler.
The game continues at the beginning of side three, cassette number two.
A 1-0 pitch, high inside, ball two. 2-0. Triandos now has gone back to the small catcher's glove, and it really looked like a toy glove after the big one he had on catching Wilhelm's knuckler. Two nothing pitch, strike one. Skarin tried to check his swing that time on an inside curveball, but went all the way around. Windup. Fastball hit in the left center field. Woodling going over, and he gets it right at a shoot top for the out. It didn't look like Gene had a chance for that one, but the ball hung up there. And Woodling went a long ways, almost in straight center field when he made the catch. Nice play by Woodling. One away. Here's Cletus Boyer, double to drive in a run in the second inning and bounce to short in the third. Fastball swung it and missed strike one. deck, Bobby Richardson. One strike pitch is taken, strike two, and Boyer was ready to bunt that ball with Robinson playing deep. But the curve fooled him, and it hit the outside corner. Nothing in two on Cleet. Here's a two-strike pitch. Strike three swinging. Boyer goes down on strikes. That's the second Yankee to go down on strikes in the ballgame. Dittmar struck out in the second inning. Here's Bobby Richardson, hit back to the box in the second inning, walked in the third. Two out, nobody on, 5-0 the Yankees lead, bottom of the fifth. Fastball is inside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch is a foul tip, strike one, 1-1. Bobby was trying to hold up on his swing, and the ball just grazed off the bat. One ball, one strike, two outs. Never thought they'd play baseball here today at Yankee Stadium. This is now an official ball game, whether it rains now or not. Curve outside, ball two, 2-1. As long as the home team is leading at the end of 4.5 innings, makes the ball game complete. Pitch is high, ball three, 3-1 to Bobby. Walker goes to the rosin bag. Right-hander swings into the windup. Fastball buzzed, fouled on the third baseline. Full count on Richardson, 3-2. Another big ball game to go after this one. Payoff pitch to Richardson is low outside, ball four. Richardson walked for the second time in the ball game. That's the fourth walk given up by Baltimore pitchers. And here comes Art Dittmar, struck out and bounced to third. Dittmar was 1-14 and lost nine. Steps in with Richardson leading off first. Gentile holding him on. Two out. Pitch to Dittmar is a foul. Back on the screen. Strike one. Yes, sir. The rain has tightened up the net below us, and you got to watch those foul balls. They hit on the net and skip right up at you. One strike on Dittmar. Walker into the set position. Curve on the outside corner, strike two. Nothing in two on Ott. Two away, Richardson leading off first. Pitch is fouled, and Dittmar let go of the bat and it went halfway down third. Frank Rossetti will retrieve it. Looked like Vic Power up there for a minute, throwing the bat at the ball. Nothing in two on Dittmar. Dittmar wants a little rosin now as he walks over to Kubek, who's on deck. Flips the rosin bag back to Tony and steps in the batter's box. Two strikes. Two outs. 5-0 the Yankees lead, bottom of the fifth. Walker sets. Pitch is hit. Foul down the right field line.
Richardson still at first base. Walker stretches. Curve hit on the ground. He shortstop and he threw his bat again. Hanson over to Gentile for the out. And the bat went halfway down between home and third in fair territory this time. For the Yankees in the bottom of the fifth, no runs, no hits, no Baltimore errors. One man left the score at the end of five full innings. Yankees 5, Baltimore nothing. We pause for station identification.
At 1460 on your radio dial, this is Quality Modern, WOKO in Albany, New York. WOKO time, 28 minutes past 4 o'clock.
On the scoreboard, Boston beat Washington 3-1. Kansas City took Cleveland 3-2 in the first game of a doubleheader. In the second game, it's Cleveland 1, Kansas City nothing at the end of 1. Chicago leads Detroit 6-4 at the end of 6 innings in the first game of a doubleheader. Milwaukee leads Philadelphia 5-1 at the end of 6.5. Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati in the first game 5-3. And Law finally won his 20th game of the year. It was a long time coming, though, better than 3 weeks. But the Pirates win a big ball game. They got another one to play at Cincinnati. Cubs leading the Dodgers 5-2 at the end of 8. And St. Louis now leading the Giants 3-2 at the end of 6. For Baltimore, it'll be Pulisic, Woodling, and Gentile to face Art Dittmar here in the top of the 6th inning. Pulisic bounced to short and lined to right field. Left-hand hitter chokes up on the bat. Dittmar's pitch is over the outside corner for a called strike. The windup, the changeup is outside as Pulisic had run up to bunt that ball. But with the changeup, he was too far out in front and actually ran by the ball before it got to the plate. 1-1. 1-1 pitch. Change up line to left field. There's a base hit. He slapped that ball to left field. Pulisic is around first. He's going to try for two. Lopez's throw is not in time. It's a double for Pulisic. Boy, that was a dangerous play with his team 5 runs behind. But the wet grass slowed up the ball, and it was tough for Lopez to make a good throw. Pulisic just kept running. And for Pulisic, his fourth double of the year. Hit number 3 off Dittmar. Here's Gene Woodling. Woodling up twice, has walked twice. 5-0, the Yankees lead in the top of the 6th. Pitch to Woodling, a ground ball to the right side. It's a base hit. And here comes Pulisic. He'll score. It's a 5-1 ball game. Woodling hit the first pitch between first and second on right field, driving in Pulisic. Well, Woodling is 59th run batted in. Nobody out. Here's Jim Gentile. Fly to center field, bounce to second. So the Orioles break the ice here in the top of the 6th. 5-1 now, Yankees leading. Darren holds first against Woodling. Pitch to Gentile is low, ball one. Stretch by Dittmar. Fastball hit deep to right center field, way back there. Maris back in front of the scoreboard, makes the catch just in front of the auxiliary scoreboard to the left of the Yankee bullpen. And that ball looked like it was heading for the bleachers. A high, towering fly ball. Just short of the bleachers. That's one away. Man, that was close. Here's Brooks Robinson, single to left, and popped out to first base. One away. Pitch to Robinson. Inside, ball one. Deck Ron Hanson. Dittmar sets. Ground ball foul outside of third. Knocked down by the third base coach, Lum Harris. 1-1 on Brooks Robinson. Woodling leads off first. Inside, ball two, 2-1. Art Dittmar on the mound for New York. Stretched by the right-hander. Pitch is lying to right field. Now it's going over, and he can't get it. It's off the wall. And Woodling's around second, digging for third, and Woodling is limping, and they hold him up. Gene Woodling hobbled into third base. He could have scored easily, but it looks like Woodling might have pulled a muscle. Casey Stengel is coming out to the mound as Brooks Robinson lined a double off the right field wall. And Woodling actually hobbled into third base. That ball bounced almost into the infield. And Woodling could easily have scored had he been able to run at all. And Casey Stengel is out to the mound as Brooks Robinson lines a double to right. Hit number 5 off Dittmar. And Casey's letting Dittmar in there. The Yankees lead 5-1, but Baltimore's threatening. Brooks Robinson got his 24th double of the year, his second hit of the ball game. Paul Richards certainly wants to keep Woodling in the ball game because Gene can barely run. Really hobbled around from first to third. All right, Ron Hanson, the batter, bounced into a double play in the second inning, bounced to short in the fourth. One out, the windup by Dittmar. Curve inside, ball one. On deck, Gus Triandos. Yankees leading 5-1, top of the sixth. The 1-0 pitch on the inside corner, strike one, 1-1. Baltimore battling back here in the top of the sixth inning. Mark checks the sign from Vera. Here's the windup. Fastball hit slowly, foul down the third base line. Kick foul. That would have been a tough chance had it stayed fair. One ball, two strikes. Into the windup. Curve line to left field, a base hit. Two runs are going to score, and it's a 5-3 ball game. Ron Hanson lined a single to left field, driving in Woodling and Robinson, and it's now a 5-3 ball game. Up Gus Triandos, the tying run at the plate. For Hanson, RBIs number 80 and 81, and he is second on the team in RBIs for Baltimore. Gentile leads with 92. Gus Triandos flying to center and struck out. The stretch by Dittmar. Pitch is high, ball one. Here comes Casey, that's all for Dittmar. Coming out for his second trip to the mound. And that will be all for Art Dittmar in the ballgame. So Dittmar has pitched a total of 5 1/3 innings. He's allowed 6 base hits, walked 3, struck out 1, and has allowed 3 runs so far. Hanson at first will be his responsibility, so Dittmar cannot be the losing pitcher. And Jim Coates is coming on. coach, who has been doing fine work in relief for the Yankees here of late, is coming on trying to stem this Baltimore Tide. Certainly have to give the Orioles a lot of credit the way they've been able to battle back all year and stay so close to the Yankees and the White Sox. Jim Coates coming on is making his 32nd appearance of the year. He's 1-12 and lost 3 and defeated Baltimore here at Yankee Stadium on September the 17th in relief. He pitched one inning, did not give up any hits, struck out 2, and didn't allow any runs. Coates is 6'4 and 195 pounds. The Yankees scored one run in the second inning, 4 in the fourth. Baltimore has come back with 3 here in the top of the sixth. There's one out and a runner at first as Dittmar leaves the mound. Will be coming on pitching to Gus Triandos and Billy Klaus. Mickey Mantle walks over with Roger Maris to the Yankee bullpen. Also to get off that wet outfield grass. Kind of weather sure plays havoc with the outfielder's spike shoes. They get wet and then they crack. Got to go out and get a pair of new shoes. Not too bad on the infield. Sanders will have a count of 1 ball, no strikes on him. So in this instance, should Coach walk Sanders, he will be charged with a base on balls. But had there been 2 balls, no strikes, or 2 balls, 1 strike, then if Coates walked him, would have gone to the preceding pitcher. All right, Coates is ready. Triandos ready, steps into the batter's box. One out, one on, 5-3, the Yankees lead, top of the sixth. A stretch by Coates. Pitch to Triandos is a strike, a fastball right down the middle, belt high. Hanson leads off first. Coates sets. Fastball pops foul down the right field line and going out of play. Maris is shading Triandos way over in right center field. So anything hit down the line would be a sure base hit. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Gus. Here's a stretch by Coates. Strike 3. Swinging at a changeup. Coates comes on to strike out the dangerous Gus Triandos, and here's Billy Klaus. Klaus singled and was robbed of a base hit on a fine play by Richardson. 1-for-2 for the left-hand hitting second baseman. Boyer runs in from third to talk with Coates. 2 out now with Hanson at first. Ready. Pitch to Klaus is a strike. Billy fell away from an inside fastball that came back over the plate. Coach's ball is really moving right now. Ready for the 1 strike pitch. There goes Hanson. The ball is popped in the air to short center field. Boy, what a running jump Hanson had. Richardson and Mantle, and Richardson makes the catch. Boy, they look at each other 2 or 3 times. And first one would stop, then the other, and Richardson finally made the catch. And Hanson was running, would have scored easily from first. For Baltimore in the top of the sixth, they come up with three runs on four base hits. No Yankee errors and one man left. The score at the end of 5.5 innings, the Yankees 5 and Baltimore 3. Kubek fly to center. Homered in the third and popped to third in the fourth will lead off for the Yankees. 5-3, New York leads, bottom of the sixth. Jerry Walker, the third Baltimore pitcher, out on the mound. Walker is due to lead off next inning, so we'll probably have another pinch hitter. The pitch to Kubek. Slight fastball on the outside corner. On deck, Hector Lopez, who is 3-for-3 today. There's a line drive to center field. Stevens coming on, and he makes the running catch. Boy, there have been some fine fielding plays in this ball game. Kubek lines to short center field. One way. Hector Lopez, who is 3-for-3, three singles. One of them was a bunt single. He has scored one run. Lopez now batting .288. On deck, Roger Maris. Jerry Walker ready. The pitch to Lopez. Strike call. Best ball down the middle. One strike pitch. Strike two. Started to say hi as John Stevens took a little time calling that, but then he whipped up the right hand. Nothing in two. Lopez in that severe crouch. Curve, strike three, swing. Second strikeout for Jerry Walker. First time they've gotten Lopez out today. Here's Roger Maris. Roger lined to right, single to left, and scored in the third, and popped to second base in the fourth inning. 5-3, the Yankees lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Pitch to Maris is a strike. Walker getting that ball over, getting ahead of the Yankee hitters. A one strike pitch. Foul back in the upper deck, strike two. Two on Maris. Two out, nobody on. Pitch it high in the air, so not too deep right field. Pulisic is moving in under it. And he's got it for the out. Joel Walker sets the Yankees down in order here in the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs, no hits. No Baltimore errors and nobody left. And the score at the end of six full innings, the Yankees 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Baltimore 3 runs on 6 hits and no errors. Out to the mound, Jim Pisoni moves out to left field for the Yankees, taking over for Hector Lopez defensively. And on the scoreboard again, Boston beat Washington 3-1. Kansas City over Cleveland in the first game 3-2. In the second game, it's Cleveland 1, Kansas City nothing at the end of 3. The White Sox are leading Detroit 7-4 at the end of 7. That's the first game of a doubleheader. Milwaukee leads Philadelphia 5-1 at the end of 7.5. Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati in the first game 5-3. In the second game, the Pirates fail to score on the top of the first. Cubs beat the Dodgers 5-2. And the Cardinals lead the Giants 3-2 at the end of 7.5. Okay, we're ready to go here in the top of the seventh inning with the Yankees leading Baltimore 5-3. And ready to step in behind the microphone is Mel Allen.
Hello there, everybody. Thank you very much, Bill. Jerry Walker leading off in the seventh inning. Pretty good hitting pitcher. Jim Coates' delivery is high, ball one. Walker's at 13 for 37, hitting 351. Stevens and Pilarczyk to follow. Jim Coates to the windup, and the delivery in there, strike one, 1-1. 5-3 New York, seventh inning. Jim Pisoni has gone to left field in place of Hector Lopez. The Orioles trailing 5-0 and made a game out of it now with 3-6. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on as a liner into right field for a base hit for Jerry Walker. And the Orioles are battling back. Gene Stevens grounded to first, walked and grounded to first. Pilarczyk on deck and Woodling to follow. Bullpen working out. And the Oriole fans start that hand clapping. Walker on first. Gene Stevens, the left-hand hitter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Nothing at one. Balls, one strike. Walker leads off first. Throw over, he's back. Jim Coates in relief of Art Dittmar to the stretch. The pitch to Stevens. Swung on and missed. Strike two. He really wheeled on a good fastball. Swinging for the equalizer. A two-strike count. Again to the stretch. Walker leads away. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul back. Count remains two strikes. Throw him a slow curve. Walker leading away from first. Nobody out. Now the pitch. High inside. Ball one. 1-2. And a 1-2 count on Gene Stevens. Coach gets the sign from Yogi. Into the stretch once more. Now the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. One down. Up comes Al Pilarczyk, who grounded to short, line to right, and then punched the double to the opposite field, the left. A fellow with many capabilities. He's hitting 266. But he's dangerous in this park as a pull hitter to right field. He can punch the ball to left. He's a good punter. Boyer shortens up for him at third. Walker leading away from first. Jim Coates ready. And the pitch is swung on, bounced foul down the first baseline. Strike one. No balls, one strike. New York, seventh inning. Gary Walker leading away from first. Coates into the stretch. Scarron backpedals. Here's the delivery. And it's outside. Ball one. 1-1.
They give Pilarczyk a lot of room in left center. Pisoni straightaway to left. Mantle into right center. Maris straightaway right. Al Pilarczyk up. Walker on first. One out. 1-1 pitch. It's bunted, and the ball goes foul. Strike two. He had to look for the bunt, and he really laid a beauty down, but it just went foul. Yogi, in fact, was hustling over to get the ball before he had a chance to go back fair. It was fair to start with. Any way to get on ahead of Woodling and Gentile. Even with Boyer playing in close, he never had a play on him. So expertly was that ball laid down, but it's spun foul. One ball, two strikes. One out. Walker on first. 5-3 New York. Jim Coates gets Yogi signed. Right-hander into the stretch. Walker leading away from first. Here's the pitch, and Pilarczyk gets a high fly ball into short left. Pisoni moves under it, and he's got it. And they're two away. And now, the always dangerous Gene Woodling walked twice and singled to right. Drove in the first Oriole run last inning. Batting 281. Warms the situation such as these. Jim Gentile on deck. Whittling asks for time. Guy's in. Walker leads away from first. Here's the pitch to Gene, and it's low, ball one. Jim Coates to the stretch. Here's the pitch, and Woodling takes it outside, ball two, 2-0. From a fastball, it sailed away from him. Two balls, no strikes on Gene Woodling. Jim Gentile on deck. Jerry Walker on first. Seventh inning, 5-3, New York. Coates again to the stretch. Here's the pitch. In there, strike one, 2-1. Balls, one strike. Jerry Walker leading away from first. Coates into the stretch. Time asked for by Woodling, granted by Johnny Stevens. Now Gene's back in. Again the stretch by Coates. Here's the pitch, and Woodling swings and lifts a foul down the left field line. It's going to fade out of play. Strike two, 2-2. Two strikes. Another duel. Tense moments at Yankee Stadium. Woodling awaits the pitch from Jim Coates. Jerry Walker on first. The 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and popped up into the air. Cleet Boyer moving under the ball, and the catch is made, and the side's retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. At the end of 6.5 innings, New York 5, Baltimore 3. Seventh inning stretch, and time for you to move into the kitchen, stretch your hand in the refrigerator. And you know what for? Valentine's. Valentine gives you both lightness and flavor, the two things a beer must have to refresh. The light beer with true lager flavor. That's what makes it the crisp refresher. So treat your thirst to the crisp refresher. Make that famous three-ring sign and ask the man for a tall, frosty glass of Valentine. Valentine beer. We pause for station identification. And for afternoon games,
at 1460 on your radio dial. This is Quality Modern, WOKO in Albany, New York. WOKO time, 2 minutes before 5 o'clock.
The last half of the seventh inning at Yankee Stadium, the first game of the doubleheader, delayed some 53 minutes in beginning. Mickey Mantle, who grounded to first and walked twice, steps up. Barra and Scarron to follow. Mantle hitting 279. 5-3 in New York. Jerry Walker came on in the fifth inning, third Oriole pitcher, given up one walk in the seven men he's faced. They pitch to Mantle. Swung on a foul ball, but it hit a mile up onto the roof. Foul. Down the right field line. Strike one. Got out in front of that one too much. One strike. Walker to the windup and the pitch. It's punted, but right to the box. Walker throws to Gentile, and Mantle is retired. Mickey's trying to drag it, but he shoved it directly to the box. So with one away, up comes Barra, grounded to second. Doubled to right center, drove in two runs, and grounded out to first. Hitting 282. Yankees 5, Orioles 3 in the seventh inning. Jerry Walker to the windup, and the pitch in there, strike one. Walker has, by all odds, been, of course, the best of the Oriole pitchers today. Now the delivery. Yogi takes it low and inside. Ball one. One ball, one strike. One pitch to Barra. Curveball over, strike two, one and two. Jerry Walker goes to work. The pitch inside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody on. Now the 2-2 pitch on its way. Yogi takes it low and inside. Ball three. Full count. Milt Pappas will be pitching for Baltimore in the second game. Ralph Terry for New York. Full count on Barra. One away in the seventh. 5-3 New York. And the 3-2 pitch is inside for ball four. Yogi draws a walk. Up comes Bill Scarron, the double to right center, grounded to short, fly to left, hitting 301. One on, one out. Jerry Walker into the stretch. The pitch to Scarron. Swung on and missed. Strike one. He fired that one. He doesn't look as if he's throwing extra hard, but he can blaze them. Walker to the stretch. And the pitch. It's in there. Strike two. A let-up curve over the outside corner. White Sox leading the Tigers 8-4 as they go to the ninth inning of their first game. Ready for the two-strike pitch to the Moose. Barra off first, and the ball is high. One and two. One ball, two strikes. Barra moves off first.
Walker pitches. Garin takes it low and inside. Ball two. 2-2. The Yankees appear to have lost their momentum after the first three innings. The Orioles starting to pick up in their momentum. Two balls, two strikes, one out. 5-3 New York, last of the seventh. Jerry Walker to the stretch. And the pitch swung on, and a bouncer hits through the middle in the center for a base hit. Ferris stops at second. Gene Stevens racing in to grab the ball. Scarron singles Ferris to second. First hit off Walker, and the Yankees' first hit since the fourth inning when Lopez beat out a punt. Cleet Boyer scheduled a bat, but we're going to have a pinch hitter. Casey signals to the bullpen. Probably for Johnny Blanchard. Johnny Blanchard's coming out of the bullpen to bat for Boyer. For those who may have tuned in late, the Yankees got a run in the second inning on doubles by Scarron and Boyer. And in the third, Kubek homered, Lopez and Maris singled, Mantle walked to load the bases, and Berra doubled home, too. Rather a wild pitch enabled Maris to score. Mantle went to second, enabled Lopez to score, and Berra doubled in Maris and Mantle. And in the sixth, the Orioles knocked out Dittmar. Pilarczyk doubled. Woodling singled him home. And after one was away, Robinson doubled Woodling to third, and they both scored on Hanson single. So it's 5-3, seventh inning, one out. Barra on second. Scarron on first. Blanchard hitting for Boyer, batting 271, left-hand hitter. Walker pitches, Blanchard swings and sends a ground ball to second. Throw to Hanson for one, back to first, double play. Blanchard grounds into the double play. Plows to Hanson to Gentile. And at the end of seven innings, as the Orioles come up with their 163rd double play, still 5-3, no runs for New York, one hit.
Continuation at the beginning of side four.
Woodling to third, and they both scored on Hanson single. So it's 5-3, seventh inning, one out. Barra on second. Scarron on first. Blanchard hitting for Boyer, batting 271, left-hand hitter. Walker pitches, Blanchard swings and sends a ground ball to second. Throw to Hanson for one, back to first, double play. Blanchard grounds into the double play. Plows to Hanson to Gentile. And at the end of seven innings, as the Orioles come up with their 163rd double play, still 5-3, no runs for New York, one hit, no Oriole errors, one Yankee left on. Jim Gentile, fly to center, grounded to second, and fly to deep right, hitting 287. Jim Coach delivers, in there, strike one. In relief of Dittmar. Left-hand hitter awaits the pitch from Coates. Here it is. And it swung on and missed. Strike two. He took a good slash. Nothing in two. Two-strike count on the first baseman. Jim Coates swings to the windup. Around comes the right arm. The pitch swung on and lined out over second in the center for a base hit. Gentile opens with a single to center on a two-strike pitch. And up comes Butch Robinson. Single to left, popped to first, and doubled off the right field barrier. Batting 297.
at bat. Coach to the stretch. And the pitch swung on, so a pop-up. Scarron under it at first. And makes the catch. One away. Gentile on first base. And the batter is Ron Hansen. Grounded to short into a double play. Grounded to short. And then single to left last inning to drive in two runs. Batting 258. Gus Triandos on deck. Coats into the stretch. Gentile off first. The pitch to Hansen. Swung on it. Missed. Strike one. One on, one out in the eighth. 5-3, New York. Outfield deep. Straight away. Jim Coates ready. Here's the pitch, and it's low for a ball. One and one. One ball, one strike. Into the stretch. Gentile leading away from first. The pitch to Hansen. Swung on. It's a high pop into very short center. DeMaestri backs out. And the second baseman makes the catch. Two down. And up comes Gus Triandos. He skied out to center. Struck out twice. Batting 262. Into the stretch. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Strike one. Jim Gentile on first base with two down in the eighth inning. Outfield deep, of course. Coats again to the stretch. Here's the pitch, and Triando swings and bounces it to Scarron. He's up with it, steps on first, and the side retires. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. At the end of 7.5 innings, New York 5, Baltimore 3. Before going into the last of the eighth, let me suggest this to you, that next time you're on your way home and you pass a friendly tavern, stop in and enjoy some of that crisp refresher. Make the three-ring sign and ask the man for Valentine. Once you order the crisp refresher, you're in for real, honest-to-goodness beer-drinking pleasure. Because Ballantine gives you both lightness and flavor. It's the light beer with true lager flavor. That's why folks call it the crisp refresher. So anytime, ask the man for Ballantine. Enjoy the crisp refresher. Remember, from Maine to Florida, Ballantine is the largest-selling beer in the East. In the last half of the eighth inning, Bobby Richardson, hitting eighth in the order, leads off. Then Jim Coates and Tony Kubek. Fisher worked the first two innings, was removed in the third. Wilhelm relieved. Fisher gave up six hits and five runs. Wilhelm gave up a hit that drove in a couple of runs, but was not charged with any of the runs. He gave up two hits, and Walker has given up one. Came on in the fifth inning. Bobby Richardson up, hitting 248, takes the strike. Bobby hit to the box and walked twice. Jerry Walker's delivery. Swung on, hit down the left field line. It is a fair ball into the corner. Richardson turns first, heads for two. Whittling feeling the ball, and Richardson rounds second. He's heading for third. Here's going to be the relay. Bobby slides, and he's safe. A triple for Bobby Richardson. Bobby Richardson triples down the left field line. Now, do
Gene Stevens is coming in from center field to say to Larry Knapp that a fan touched the ball out there. And Frank Dumont said no. Jim Coates is coming up. His first time at bat. 11 for 46, hitting 239. Bobby Richardson collecting his third triple of the season. Now the infield is in for a play at the plate. 5-3 New York, eighth inning. Walker, end of the windup, the pitch, swung on, bounced over third for a base hit. And Jim Coates rounds first. He's heading for two. Here's Whitling's throw, and Coates is in there with a double. Jim Coates bluffed the bunt, swung at the ball, and bounced it over the head of third baseman Brooks Robinson. And it is 6-3 in New York. Jim Coates getting his fourth double and sixth run batted in. He had to go hard running that double. Up comes Tony Kubek. Flied to left, hit a homer, fouled out to third and flied to center. To the stretch. They pitch to Tony. Inside, letter high, ball one. Robinson is shortened up at third. Hansen trying to slip in behind Coates. Now the pitch. Swung on, has a high fly ball to deep right. Coates goes to second to tag. Kolarczyk makes the catch. Jim's on his way to third and goes over after the catch. On a long fly to deep right. Now, Jim Pisone is due to hit. He went in to play left in place of Lopez, but Casey now has other ideas, I think. He's going to have a pinch hitter for Jim Pisone. And it's going to be Dale Long with Ken Hunt, who just came up from Richmond, going out to the bullpen to loosen up. He will go to left field. Dale Long will hit for Pisone. Jim Coates has had to really run this inning. And managers don't like their pitcher to run too hard late in the game. 6-3 in New York. One run in, one out in the eighth inning. And Dale Long comes up to hit for Pisone. Long's had 6 for 18, hitting 333. Feel in for a play at the plate. The windup and the pitch. High, ball one. Now Lum Harris comes out of the Oriole dugout, asks for time. Paul Richards, able aid. About to talk to Jerry Walker. Reminding him how to pitch to Long. Make him hit on the ground. Now Harris leaves. And we're set to continue. A 1-0 count on Dale Long hitting for Jim Pisone. Jim Coates on third base. One out. Here's the pitch. Swung on as a base hit down the first baseline, scoring Coates. Long turns first. He's headed for second. Here's the throw, and he's going to be safe as the ball bounced away from Hansen. It's a double for Dale Long. Pinch hitting for Jim Pisone, scoring Coates. Although he would have been out had Hansen handled the throw. It bounced away from him. Dale Long getting a double, his second, and driving in his third run. And that'll be all for Jerry Walker. Triple and two doubles in the inning, and the Yankees lead 7-3. Casey's signaling to the bullpen for a runner, and I think it'll be Ken Hunt who went out there to warm up. Hunt will run for Long. And Long gets the hands, he leaves. Pitcher for the Orioles, Jerry Walker, who came on in the fifth inning, pitched 3 1/3 innings. Giving up 4 hits and so far 2 runs. Billy Heft is coming in, a left-hander, with Maris and Mantle due up. Paul Richards is bringing in the left-hander. Well, at least to pitch to Maris anyway, Mantle can turn around. Billy Heft. Billy Heft comes on the eighth with one out. Chicago defeated Detroit 8-4 in the first game of their doubleheader. Billy Heft started out for the Tigers. Had some good seasons with him, went to the Red Sox and then to Baltimore, and was sent down to Miami and brought back on June the 15th. He has a record of 1-1. This is his 18th appearance. And Billy's just 28, 6'2", 200 pounder. Paul Richards, I saw a chance to get him, did, and another example of the rehabilitation he does with men who seem to have lost an edge, and he's coming in now with Roger Maris due up. Maris lined to right, singled, popped to second, and flied to right, hitting 278. Ken Hunt going in to run for Long. One out, two in, 7-3 New York, last of the eighth. Billy Heft into the stretch. And the pitch. Right over, strike one, curveball. No balls, one strike. Hunt off second. Here's the pitch. High and inside, 1-1. Backs Roger away from the plate. A 1-1 count. The 1-1 pitch to Maris. Swung on and popped up into short left center. Woodling drifts over under it. Makes the catch and Hunt holds it second. Two down and up comes Mantle. Turning around to bat right-handed. Grounded to first, walked twice, and was out on a punt to the box. Hitting 279. Two away. Half to the stretch, and the pitch to Mantle. Swung on it, missed, strike one. No balls, one strike. Two down, and the pitch. Outside, ball one, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Heft ready. The pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Strike two. 1-2. A 1-2 count. New York 7. Baltimore 3. Eighth inning. Gets the sign from Triandos. Ken Hunt moving off second base. Left-hander to the stretch. Here's the pitch, and Mantle takes strike three call. Got a curveball over, and the side's retired. Two runs, three hits, no errors, and one left on. And at the end of eight innings of play, New York, seven runs, 12 hits, no errors, and nine men left on. Baltimore, three runs, eight hits, no errors, and seven men left on. Billy Klaus will lead off for the Orioles in the ninth. With a pinch hitter for Heff, and then Gene Stevens. On the Ballantyne scoreboard, Boston beat Washington 3-1. Mon Bouquet beating Lee, Tasby homered. Kansas City beat Cleveland 3-2. Herbert beat Locke, even though the A's only got two hits, if that's correct. Williams homered in the fourth with one on. Second game, Cleveland leads 8-0 and the 5 Latman against Cooks. Home runs, Bond and Wilson, each with one aboard. Detroit and Chicago in the first game. Chicago won it 8-4. Bauman beat Bunning. Colavito and Maxwell homering for the Tigers. No report on the second game. Milwaukee defeated Philadelphia 7-1. Jay beat Mahaffey. Callison, Bruton, Adcock hitting homers. Pittsburgh 5, Cincinnati 3. Law winning his 20th game. McLeish the loser. Home run, Stewart, Hoke, and for Cincinnati, Jones and Robinson. Hoke and Robinson each with one on. Second game, scoreless end of 3, Mizell and Perkey. Chicago beat Los Angeles 5-2. Anderson beat Padres. Larker homered for the Dodgers, and for Chicago, Altman one on, Zimmer one on, and Santo. The Cardinals defeated the Giants 4-3. Broglio beat McCormick. Brasseau homered in the fifth with one on. Albie Pearson's going to pinch hit for Billy Klaus. The diminutive outfielder, left-hand batter. Jim Coates' pitch in there for a strike. And Bob Boyd is out on deck to hit for Heff. Coates into the windup and the pitch to Pearson. It's in there, strike two, nothing in two. Ken Hunt is in left field. No balls, two strikes. Slim Jim to the windup. And the pitch. Swung on, it's a high pop foul over near the stands. And it's going to be out of play. Down the left field line. Count holds at two strikes. Pearson is at 18 for 75. He started out the year with the Orioles and then was sent down to Miami and recently brought back. Two-strike count. Coates goes to the windup and the pitch. Just misses. Ball one, one and two. A little bit inside, perhaps, or a trifle high. Coates again to the windup. Here's the pitch, and Pearson swings and bounces it towards short, and Kubek will have to hurry his throw and get to him on a close play. Pearson grounds out to Kubek. He almost beats the throw. One away, and up comes Bob Boyd. 25 for 76, hitting 329. 7-3, New York in the ninth inning. Boyd is another of the hitters of the Pilarczyk type. Power to right. He can bunt well. He'll hit the ball to left field as well. He'll hit the pitch wherever it's pitched. The delivery is a little bit inside for a ball. Or he hits with the pitch is what I was trying to say. He doesn't try to pull everything. Richardson shortened up at third. Coates into the windup and the pitch. It's high, ball two. 2-0. A 2-0 count on Boyd. One out in the ninth inning, 7-3, New York. Coates into the windup, and the pitch. It's in there, strike one, 2-1. Boyd was taking all the way. Two balls, one strike. The windup by the right-hander and the pitch. Swung on, fouled off, without a play, back to third. Strike two, 2-2. A 2-2 count on Bob Boyd. Coach gets the sign from Barra. Boyd guarding that plate. Jim into the windup. Here's the pitch. High ball, 3-2. Now the payoff pitch to Bob Boyd. Swung on and popped up into the air to short. Kubek is under it, waiting, and he has it. And they're two down. Gene Stevens comes up. Grounded to first, walked, grounded to first, and struck out. Two away in the ninth inning. Jim Coates in relief of Art Dittmar. Checks with Yogi. Into the windup now, and the pitch to Stevens. Just outside, ball one. A 1-0 count. Kolarczyk on deck. Coats into the windup, and the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, foul back upstairs. Strike one, 1-1. One ball, one strike. 7-3, New York, ninth inning. Coach takes a deep breath, gets the sign from Barra. Leans forward, starts the windup, around comes the right arm. Here's the pitch. And it just misses the inside corner. Yogi didn't like the call. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Now the windup and the 2-1 pitch. It's outside. Ball three. 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Coats into the windup and the 3-1 pitch. It's outside. Ball four. Stevens draws a walk, and the Orioles, in the ninth inning, still alive as Al Pilarczyk comes up with Whittling and Gentile, the next two scheduled batters. Pilarczyk grounded to short, lined to right, double to left, and flied to left. Coats into his stretch. Al Pilarczyk at bat. And the pitch. It's inside. Ball one. Coats seems to be aiming the ball now. The last two batters. Here's the pitch. It's in there. Strike one. 1-1. Yankee bullpen is alerted once more. Coats into the stretch. Stevens leads off first. And the pitch is swung on and hit by Scowron down the right field line for a base hit. There goes Stevens on to third and Pilarczyk on to second. He has a double. He smashed it by Scowron. And up comes Gene Whittling with Jim Gentile on deck. So with two outs, the Orioles perk up. Gosling walked twice, single to right, and popped to third. A two-out walk and double. Coats into the windup, and the pitch to Gene Woodling. It's in there, strike one. Nothing in one. New York, two outs. Runners on second and third. The windup and the pitch. Swung on, hit back to Coach. He lands the line drive and the web of his glove, and the ball game is over. And that ball looked like a sure base hit. Coach just did a backhand grab at the ball, he had it in the webbing of the glove, and the ball game is over. How about this? Woodling just turned around and had nothing to do but he just laughed. You know, can you beat that? No runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left on, and the Yankees win it 7-3. The totals, New York 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors. 9 left on. Baltimore 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and 9 men left on. Art Dittmar gets the win. He went 5 1/3 innings, allowed 6 hits and the 3 runs. Jim Coates pitched magnificently in relief. Coming in the sixth with one out, got the two men he faced. Gave up one hit in the seventh, one in the eighth, and one in the ninth. A total of 3. So it's another sparkling relief job for Jim Coates. Dittmar winning his 15th game. He's lost 9, 2-3 against the Orioles. And the losing pitcher was Fisher. Jack Fisher worked 2 innings plus. He was knocked out in the third. Gave up 6 hits and 5 runs. Wilhelm in 2 innings allowed 2 hits, no runs. Jerry Walker in 3 1/3 innings allowed 4 hits and 2 runs. Billy Hepp worked 2/3 of an inning and got 2 men out he faced. So the Yankees have won 3 in a row from the Orioles, who had won 3 in a row from them in Baltimore. And that gives the Yankees the season series 12-9 against Baltimore. The second game will find Milt Pappas facing Ralph Terry.
Well, that winds up the first one, and a beauty it was from a Yankee standpoint, of course. We'll see what the fates have in store for the Yankees and the Orioles in the second game, which will be getting underway here in about 20 minutes at Yankee Stadium before a tremendous crowd, incidentally. The fall weather here in New York City didn't manage to keep it down too much. Of course, all the reserve seats and whatnot were pretty well taken care of before game time. But even the game time admission seats and the bleachers and the standing room only was at a premium by the time they finally got this delayed game underway. Well, if we're real lucky, we'll have no delay. The weather has cleared. They started the game. There's been no rain. There'll be no delay in the start of the second game. So until that time, just remind you, the score of the first one, the Yankees 7, Baltimore Orioles 3. Second game getting underway, just about 20 minutes. In the meantime, we'll turn you back to your studios by reminding you that this is the home of Champions Network.
At 1460...